the Word of Mom Media Network. It is the Mompreneur Model Show, and I'm your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here with shows day after day, week after week, just breaking those myths that mompreneurs just dabble in business, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We don't. We're smart. We're savvy. We're sharing the wisdom of women, and we're empowering each other as we build our businesses and follow our dreams and make those bridges between raising a family, building a business, and, you know, dealing with everybody else in our lives who are, you know, telling us when are we going to quit this and get a real job. Because, you know, sometimes our family and friends are not the biggest support system out there, and that's part of why we're here. Because we are all in this together. We are all out here building our businesses, navigating so many channels to do what we have to do. And the reality is we don't have to do it alone. We just don't. And I'm excited today to be sharing Susan Gold. You know, we've been on such a journey with Word of Mom and the Media Network and reaching out to different outlets. And we actually reached out to Harrow, which I've shared with you guys before. It's very, really a great place as you are looking to find ways to get your company out there, help a reporter out. And that's how Susan and I connect. Originally from Pennsylvania, Susan Gold got her basic content training in top talent agency ICM. She went on to form her own talent brokerage firm, Celebrity Talent, convincing semi-reclusive Andy Warhol to do a television spot that former Big Idea host Donnie Deutsch claims as one of his best. Been a natural fit for Susan, learned her talent to brand, adding weight and leverage through media placement, celebrity attachment, and business development. And most proudly, she is a single mom. So she is here on the Mompreneur Model Show. Susan, welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Dori, thank you so much. What an introduction. And oh my goodness, I'm so privileged to be on Word of Mom with you today. And like I said, as we talked just a few minutes before we started the recording, my hope and my goal is to help or inspire at least one mompreneur or one mompreneur wannabe today with you. So my fingers are crossed.
Oh, you know what? And that's why we're here. So I love that that's what you are here to do. So I have to ask you, when did you first realize that you were an entrepreneur at heart?
You know what? I think that started really young. I mean, grade school young. I definitely was a little different than my classmates. I remember being ridiculed by Jeff Bradford for coloring Abe Lincoln's face with a peach crayon rather than a brown crayon like everybody else in the classroom. And I just, there was something just a little different. I was always willing to sort of put my neck out and do things a little bit differently. And I always thought in individual ways, and business was always fascinating. My grandfather came through Ellis Island and ended up in Cleveland with his own metalworks company. So when we would go visit, it was all about his metalworks company and visiting it. So that instilled in me that entrepreneurial spirit very young. And so my head was just always turned that way. And it followed me into college. I actually went to college, and before it was chic, created an internship in my department, which was the arts department, in arts management. And it's still there today. I went off in my junior year, went to New York City, and I worked for a small arts management firm, and we were doing a Broadway season for a very large dance company. So that sort of really started it. Yeah, it's just gone on from there. I've been mostly entrepreneurial my entire career, with the exception of 2 years at International Creative Management, ICM, the talent agency that you referred to. That was my first job out of college because I wanted to work in a skyscraper in New York City.
Well, there you go.
I know, really, it's funny the way the brain thinks, but so I did start there, and then I also had a 2-year stint at Fox, but I could never really figure it out how people did those corporate jobs. It just really confused me. I could understand sort of going there for set hours and staying there for set hours and pretending like I was looking busy when I really wasn't and had nothing to do. And things like HR and all that stuff, it just really baffled my brain. So I was much better on my own and entrepreneurial, which which I did fairly quickly. After 2 years at ICM, the talent agency, I went off and I formed my own talent brokerage firm before it was chic, matching celebrities with brands. And I think I was all of 25 years old, living in New York City on my own, you know, not in a relationship. And somehow Donny Deutsch, who was running his dad's ad agency at the time, came to me and said, he wanted Andy Warhol to endorse the Tri-State Pontiac dealership that was an account of the agency. And I said, really? How? You know, with a voiceover? No. He said, on camera. Well, this was so unlikely. Just really silliness. But it was the first deal in my own company that I had the opportunity to try to make. So literally, this was before cell phones. I took the train and got off on and went to the factory, which was on 33rd Street. It was Andy's home. It was a huge brownstone. It was where all the parties happened. And I just knocked on the door, and Fred, his business manager, answered. So I literally pitched him on the doorstep why I was there and what I wanted to do. And he thought about it, and he looked at me and said, come back tomorrow at this same time, and I'll let you talk to Andy. So I did. The next day, at the exact same time, and the knock on the door, and this time he ushered me into the foyer, and I sat outside of Andy's studio, and when the time was right, they opened the door for me, and I went, and Andy was in the center of the studio at a small upright desk, like he was at a standing desk before they were cool, and he had three pugs, these little dogs, running around the studio, and he was like penciling madly. And he had his wig on, and it was pointing all up, but he wouldn't look me in the eye. And so I just started talking and telling him why I was there and what I would like him to do if he would think of it, and telling him why he might want to do it, and telling him a little bit more of the spot and what was entailed. And then all of a sudden, he stopped penciling, very specifically, paused, and I thought, oh, he's going to give me the boot. And he looked at me, this is the first time he looked at me, and he said, now really, why would I do something like that? And I just paused, and I saw these dogs running around, and I said, because you can have your pugs in the shot with you. He said, really? And he called two of them, and they jumped up in his arms like this. And I didn't know if he could do it or not, but I said, yes, just like that. And he said, okay, I'll do it. And that was my first deal as my own business, and it was for Donny Deutsch, and Donny still says that deal is one of the best deals he's ever done in his whole business career, and it was really shocking.
I have to tell you, like, the hair on the back of my neck stood up when he said, I'll do it. I really, you know, and I'm laughing. The other reason I'm laughing is one of the women I filmed for Word of Mom TV, I actually had her dog in my lap during the filming, because Zoe kept, and I was like, just come on, Zoe, it's Word of Mom TV. We love kid and pet cameos. So she was going to be in the shot one way or the other. I'm like, I'll hold her, you talk. So, but I love that that's how you got him. What a stroke of genius. Just what a stroke of genius.
I have to say, looking back now, I was courageous. I had a lot of fortitude. It was a lot different then because we didn't have the same access and entree. But I have to tell you, if I was new and starting out now, I may go to the same length and I may do the same thing, because there's nothing like personal contact and personal connection. And I think it's really important. And I think it's something we discount and disregard. And I think it can really get us much further ahead than we may actually think it might. There's nothing like personal connection and creating community. And that's essentially what I was doing at that time.
I just love it. I really do. So as you were, all of these things were unfolding for you, you know, is that where you started manifesting just all of the different things? I mean, you know, come on, you land Andy Warhol. It's got to kind of make you feel like, hey, if I can get him to do something, I bet I get a lot of other people to do some other things, you know?
And
I have to tell you, Dory, it's a forte. It's a bit of a claim to fame, and it has followed me throughout my career. So I know our time today is going to be short, and I just really want to help as many women as I can. So I'll just try to bring the story forward. That was my signature. I wanted to be a television producer. Somehow it led me, my capability to attach talent projects led me to a producer at VH1, and she's still a friend today. She's the reason I live now in California, not in New York. She introduced me to that network, and from there I went to other TV networks attaching talent. And Roger Ailes, who was just running something called America's Talking at the time, that's now MSNBC, somehow got wind of me. And I went over to his network. The network was really fledgling, and he wanted to substantiate it, and he wanted celebrities to sort of basically come on the network. Well, that wasn't happening, Dory. The celebrities didn't want to be on America's Talking, but they had a lot of red carpet events at night. So I took a cameraman. This is totally on the fly, and, you know, I don't know that I could do this today. I had a lot of flexibility then. I just grabbed the cameraman, said, come on, we're going. We set up on the red carpet. And there were a dozen celebrities at that red carpet event. So I interviewed each celebrity I could get to come over. I interviewed them about the event. And then after the interview, I had them look straight to camera and say, you know, I'm George Clooney and you're watching America's Talking. And this was before that was kind of standard. And what I did was I strung these promos together in little 30-second promos, and it looked like America's Talking was the most celebrity-laden network in cable at the time. And it was really popular because other cable networks started following suit, and eventually publicists would, like, cut you off and, like, block the camera when you would ask them for a greeting like that because they got hip to what was happening. But that substantiated me with Roger, and so he invited me to Fox News Channel when it started up to become a producer there. And I had wanted to be a producer. I wasn't. I was more like a talent booker or something like that. So I became a producer. And not that I'm proud of the Fox News Channel politics, but I was impressed with what Roger Ailes did as a leader because he could corral people, unbelievably corral people. And that's where I got my experience as a producer. And then that same woman that had brought me into VH1 was in California doing a talk show, and she brought me out to Los Angeles to book talent for that talk show. So that's how I got to Los Angeles. So, yes, you're right. My capability of, you know, sticking my neck out and thinking quickly on my feet and thinking creatively and allowing myself to take chances, I think that's part of the benefit of being an entrepreneur. There's no rule. And once you understand there's no rules, you're not afraid to break out of the box. You know, I used to think I had to sit, you know, at my desk from 9 until noon and make cold calls and then take an hour break and then go again from 1 until at least 6. Well, that was silliness. You know, I don't really need to do that either, you know. I could do a less structured day, and that's really helped me as I've grown as an independent business person in my career. I've shifted a lot. The rules are not important. There are no rules.
On that note, we're going to stop and say thank you to our fabulous sponsors, and then we'll be back here on Word of Mom Radio to continue this great conversation with Susan Bull. We'll be back in a moment.
As parents, keeping our school safe is uppermost in our mind. More and more schools are requiring students carrying a clear bag, but that puts the responsibility of keeping our school safe on the backs of our children. Safety Bags has a full line of bags, not only for the students, but for the teachers, the administrators, the sports department, school personnel, and more. Our line of clear bags and backpacks come with a 3-year warranty and can be used to raise funds for your schools and athletic departments nationwide. Please visit us at safetybags.com. You will see why we are the clear choice for your schools, because safety, it's in the bag.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hey, sports fans, take the hassle out of going to the game with the clear bags from stadiumbags.com. Our crossbody mini messenger bag, stadium-sized backpack, tote bag with different color straps, and ready-to-go travel bag meet the size requirements for pro and college sports. You can find us at stadiumbags.com and get yourself the bags guaranteed to last season after season, because safety, it's in the bag.
And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with celebrity talent founder Susan Gold. So I want to morph this into the mompreneur side of things now. And so were thoughts of motherhood in your future as you were doing all of these amazing things?
So, Dory, thoughts of motherhood terrified me. I'm in the middle of five kids from a small town in Pennsylvania, and word on the street was, do not have children. It wrecks your life. So I would look at dogs on the street, not babies in baby carriages, but I knew maybe I would miss something. It was late to the plate. I was 40. And I was in a long-term relationship, but we hadn't made a decision for marriage. And I saw somebody on the cover of People magazine, I can't remember who it was, who had a baby in their 40s and how tough this was. So, you know, and this guy wanted a whole gaggle of kids. And I said, well, look, if you want to have kids, we got to get going. So between you and me, Dory, and the rest of the listening audience, I figured, oh, I can't get pregnant. So many of my friends were like sticking needles in their navel and all sorts of things to try to get pregnant. And I just thought, I can't. Well, I did. I got pregnant at the drop of a hat. And I had my son. I delivered my son when I was 43 years old. And I delivered him naturally. And it was 10 hours door to door. And I'm really privileged, so privileged to be a mother, and so grateful. And he and I have a very positive relationship. And my life would not be the same, and I wouldn't be the same person had I not had a child. So I'm really grateful to be a mom. And I've really, from the point of motherhood forward, worked my life around him. You know, my office, I put it in the home. Then I put it in his preschool when he started preschool. I made sure that I worked on my own premises. Even in consulting, it was rare that I worked on site, and that would sometimes be a deal breaker. I've always had the flexibility to be active, to be able to take him to school, to be able to pick him up from school, to be able to volunteer in school. That's been really important, and it's really served me. And I've made it an absolute deal breaker. I won't go on site. It's just what I need to do to have that relationship with him. And I've just held firm. And sometimes I've missed opportunities, but other larger ones have come in. So it's about having faith and just trusting, but I really wanted to be an available parent.
Good for you. You know, and so in finding, you know, because we talk about it all the time, that balance between raising your family, so raising your son and building your business, you know, how important was it to find that balance?
It was essential. You can really get lost, especially in, you know, an entertainment-related industry like I was in. And I reached what I thought was the pinnacle. I set up a movie with Owen Wilson at Universal, and I sold a celebrity bowling game show pilot for syndication to Buena Vista. And I thought, okay, this is it. Like, I'm finally having the Hollywood dream, and it's all going to come together now. And both of those projects fell through, and I was the breadwinner in the family. And I knew I had to figure it out. So I went back to doing branded deals, like I did in the beginning of my career. And It was positive, but with the proliferation of social media and the sort of dissolving of the traditional star and sort of, you know, there's more influencers, it didn't have the same impact. And that's when I shifted into PR and thought leadership and business development. So those are the areas that I focus on now. It's great that I've had that television and film background, but that's what propels me forward. So again, I had to be creative and sort of reinvent myself, what would work for me. And that was consulting in those areas so I could still work from my home and be available for my son.
What do you think he's garnered from watching you, not only as a mompreneur, but as a single mom building a business?
He's very sensitive and really trusts his intuition because I've encouraged that. He trusts his gut, and he's been given a lot of space. You know, he came home and said, Mom, I'm going to go to college for coding. I'm going to go to Caltech. And I'm like, you never took a coding class in your life. And he said, well, yeah, I mean, I really like history. I love history, but there's no jobs. I'm not going to get a job if I'm a history major in college. I'm like, you go for history. If that's what you like, do it. Do what you love, and the rest is going to follow. I said, Google famous people that were history majors, and you're going to be surprised. So I think he's really been able to see close up that his life can be more than a square box. It can be more than 9 to 5 and a rigid schedule and a certain setup. It can be more flexible and fluid. It must be odd for him, you know, because he hasn't seen me go to a company every day, and he has seen me just sort of create it. And I'm sure he's probably still a little baffled by what I do, because I do try to include him, and he gets surprised, and sometimes he'll ask me details about, you know, how I do what. But I've always encouraged him to really just trust his own instincts and his own creativity and his own abilities, and I think that he can see that same thing in me. So hopefully that's a positive reflection.
I think that that's a wonderful reflection. It really is. So as we're getting ready to close up here, what do you want to express to other women, mothers or not? You know, because, you know, it's Word of Mom Radio, and I say it all the time. It's giving birth is not a mother make. Most women, we have that touch of a mom in us. But for those women that are trying to follow those entrepreneurial dreams and so scared to take that chance, what would you like to share with them?
I want them to know that they're here for a purpose, that they make a difference, and that they matter, and that if they have a dream, they should try. They should try even if it's in little steps, and they should get support around them for the steps that they make going forward. I really feel like we're much more powerful and capable than we allow ourselves to believe. Honestly, for me, even though I had all that power behind me and all that success, I didn't feel worthy without a man by my side. So when that was not an option anymore, I've had to sort of go through and work through those false beliefs and really understand that I'm capable. I can run a household completely on my own and very well, do it very well. And I really did not have that belief to the core of my being, even though I was practically doing that. And when I had a partner, when I had a husband. So I really want to encourage women to trust their intuition, to get support, and even if it's a small step, take a small step forward.
Susan, please let everyone know how they can find you.
So SusanGoldConsulting.com is my website, and everybody is welcome to go there. And my email, Susan@SusanGoldConsulting.com. is the best way, or through LinkedIn is always easy too. And I'm glad to help any Word of Mom listener on their path.
You know, I thank you so much for being here. And as a single mom, I've been a single mom since my kids were 6, 4, and 2. And they were never in daycare. They were never with babysitters. I worked when their dad had them. You know, they're all now grown. And, you know, my oldest is right up the street with my beautiful grandson. My other son and his wife are, you know, an hour and a half away. And recreation directors in a nursing home that for the second year in a row has been named the best nursing home in Connecticut. And my daughter, who's my baby, my 27-year-old, is working in Alaska right now and getting ready for her next adventure. She's my world traveler. So as hard as you think it is the most rewarding thing in the world, and I think it's a wonderful thing to show your children that they can do anything and that being your own boss, being a mompreneur, being an entrepreneur, being a solopreneur, no matter what, you show your kids so much because it makes them realize that they can follow their dreams. Their dreams may be scary, but they can follow them anyway, and so can you. So all of those moms, all of those women listening out there that are wondering if you can do it, we promise you you can. And that's what this show is all about. And reach out to Susan, reach out to me, reach out to Janice Clark, reach out to the amazing women that have been sharing on this show. Go to wordofmomradio.com, pull up some of these previous episodes and get to know these women, because believe me, we're all out here making a difference in our own way. And all of us want to see every one of us succeed. That's why we do what we do, you know? And it's, let's face it, Susan, if you win, I win. And if I win, you win. And that's the wonderful thing. The more successful we all become that bridge for other women. And I love that you're out there doing this. I really do. And I'm so glad that you had the time to share with us today. And I'm sorry that I missed you when I was in L.A., but I'm sure we will connect the next time I'm there.
I'm really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to it. And thank you so much for this opportunity today, Dori. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
Oh, you know what? I feel very blessed to have met so many remarkable women on this journey. So on behalf of everyone here at Word of Mom Radio and the Word of Mom Media Network, thank you so much for being here with us. We're going to close out with our fabulous theme song from Smith Sisters Bluegrass. So until next time, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now. She is sure.